This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Time magazine this past week came out with its choice of the 100 most influential people in the world. Raul Castro made the cut last year as Cuba's acting president. This year, there's a different Cuban on the list. Yuani Sanchez has gained a worldwide following for the blog she writes from Havana. Yesterday, Sanchez was awarded a top prize in Spain for online journalism, or so she was told. The Cuban authorities didn't let her go to accept the award. From Havana, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The massive throng of Cuban workers marching through Havana last week for the May Day parade no doubt impressed many outside observers. But Yuani Sanchez, writing in her blog, took note of something the outsiders probably missed. The workers' banners proclaiming support for the Cuban Revolution were professionally produced. If they'd left it to the workers to make their own signs, she wrote, they might have said something else. It was the kind of wry comment that many weary Cubans could appreciate.
Politically, we can't do much. It's hard for citizens to communicate with each other here. The news media are all in the hands of the state. People are afraid. What we're trying to do is to get people to reconnect to each other as individuals, as citizens. This is what I like to write about in my blog. I'm not a political analyst. I'm not even a journalist. I speak as a citizen from her daily experiences and her reflections on her country and her community.
Yuani Sanchez calls her blog Generation Y, named, she says, for those young Cubans like herself who have names beginning with Y because it was a fashion when they were born in the 80s. The criticism of Cuba's system that runs through her writing is not so much political, she says, as generational and personal, revealing the interior of the Cuban experience. The boldness with which she writes comes partly because she spent 2 years living in Switzerland. She left Cuba, she says, because she was exhausted by the tension of life under a totalitarian system. But in Europe, she was impressed by the exiles she met who dreamed of going back to their native countries. That made her think about going back to Cuba and what might be possible there.
I also learned to listen. Cuban society is lacking in debate. There, I was in a place where people actually tolerate other opinions, where you don't get thrown in prison for having other ideas.
Sanchez says one of her missions is to civilize the discourse in Cuba, to oppose what she says is a tendency among Cubans to denounce each other with ugly names. She thinks one reason she hasn't been directly harassed by the government, in spite of her critical commentaries, is because she writes respectfully.
When we refer to the government, that's what we call it. When we talk about Fidel Castro, we say, Señor Fidel Castro. We don't speak with aggressive terminology. The weaknesses of the system are made clear by arguments, not by hyperbole.
The internet, says Yuani Sanchez, is the perfect place for someone like her to write because it's uncensored. But in Cuba, there's another problem. The government blocks the internet for the general population. Barely 2% of Cubans can access it. If Yuani Sanchez has many readers in Cuba, it's partly because people who are able to read her columns download them onto a flash drive and share them with others. Lately, even she hasn't been able to get onto the website that hosts her blog, desdecuba.com. Friends post her texts and email her the comments that follow. Yesterday afternoon, Yuani gathered with her husband and friends in their Havana apartment. It was Wednesday evening in Madrid, where Yuani was supposed to be receiving her journalism prize. But Yuani's request to travel to Spain to accept the award was not approved by the Cuban authorities. They're clearly annoyed by the attention her critical writing has received. Yuani had to send a tape recording of her acceptance speech. At the very hour she would have delivered it in Madrid, she read the speech to her friends in Havana. The fact that I am not there is more revealing of the Cuban reality than all of the posts I have written in my blog in all these months, she said. But someday, she said, it won't take courage to put down in writing all these things we are living today. Cuban blogger Yuani Sanchez in her Havana apartment reading the acceptance speech she couldn't give personally in Madrid. She received the Ortega y Gasset Prize for Digital Journalism. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Havana.